Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This is Ask L. Good evening.
This is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask L Radio talk show about relationships. And we have with us also our co-host with the most.
I just want to know with the most what?
The most
everything.
That. The most what?
Oh, well, just with everything. The most, you know, the personality.
Brains.
Prettiness.
Not that I doubted any of that. I wanted to put you on the spot.
Personality, you know. So.
My name is Lenny.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, you forgot.
Lenny Matthews. Forgot. Mm-hmm. Our co-host with the most is Lenny Matthews. You interrupted me. So.
Slightly.
Here we are at KCNR. Actually, if you want to listen to us, you can go to KCNR1460.com. Our phone number here, so you can call in and chat with us, is 530-605-4567. You can even go to the radio, 96.5 FM or 1460 AM. And we're going to have our co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews, tell us about our sponsor tonight.
Actually, I had thought that Wendy, who is heading up our kindness revolution, was going to call, but perhaps she missed the call. So I am going to take it away.
You can do it.
Our sponsor is the Kindness Revolution. It is brought to you by Wendy Douglas Insurance. And what we do is random acts of kindness. And we pick a local grocer, sometimes with gas, and we give away 40 $25 certificates on a random day and time once a month. And we give out $25 worth of groceries and gas to people that walk through the door of that venue. So
no one knows where you're going to be.
We can't say where and we can't say when. But when you look, when you see that big yellow Kindness Revolution flag go up, that's when we're doing it. And we're there until they're gone. And the only thing that we ask is that if you're a recipient, you pay it forward. Do a random act of kindness.
I like that.
And really, even if you're not a recipient, do it anyway.
Well,
spread kindness. Be as kind as you can, as often as you can.
Have you ever gone through the line at the coffee shop and then you get up there and they say, oh, the person in front of you paid for your coffee? It's the best feeling.
Yeah.
Awesome. Never happened to me.
How many times do you go through coffee shops?
Never.
I kind of had a feeling that was going to be your answer.
I honestly do kindness random acts every day. Every chance I get.
I believe that it makes me feel so good. And a random act of kindness can just be noticing something on somebody and acknowledge it, give them a compliment. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Speaking of which, Lenny, I really like your, what do you call that?
I'm wearing a blouse today. It's a nice change. Just kidding.
Well, it's a nice color.
Remember. Thank you.
Teal.
Thank you very much. My shoes match.
And like Elle's white shirt, too.
White, yeah. Unexpected for me to wear white, right?
Very.
White and black.
See how my shoes match.
Oh, they do.
Put your leg down.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so, Elle.
Topic.
What the hell are we talking about?
I love that. First, before we do anything, I said that like somebody who's in their voice changing. First. I want to acknowledge my nephew who's in Ohio, Michael Dominic, because he faithfully, in spite of the time difference, faithfully listens to our show. And he just made the nicest post on Facebook. Said, not me over here waiting for the Ask L show in Ohio. So, shout out to you, Michael. Love you to pieces.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you for being a faithful listener.
Love
and
that.
And Eric, I don't know if you're on tonight, but if you are, I want to thank you, too. And Joni Webby, also faithful listeners to our show. So thank you for that.
Awesome.
Yeah. So tonight's topic, you know, we've been talking a lot, as you know, we're just having an incredible experience putting up the New Life Discovery Project. And one of the things that I talk about over there a lot is everything we do, our behaviors, we can measure our behaviors as a way of good or bad. Our behaviors are serving the purpose of trying to give us a more, a better human experience. So tonight's topic is along those lines, and that is really only you can give yourself permission to have a better human experience or to be more human. So we're just going to take a look at some of the ways that we kind of rob ourselves of those human experiences. So this is 7 practical ways to have a kinder relationship with yourself. And, oh, Joni says, hi, guys.
Hi, Joni.
Hi, Joni. So to have a kinder relationship with yourself, it kind of takes knowing where you're not having a good relationship with yourself. That's sort of the trajectory I took with tonight's show. And one of the big ones that we have as women is our body image. And
definitely.
I mean, it's challenging not to, because the definition of beauty, it changes according to who's in control of the media, and it's put in our face. And then if you're aging, that's a whole other thing. And
hate it.
Those guys have that problem too, you know.
Well, only in the gut.
Oh. Oh. Really?
As Ron's over here holding his gut out. So, you know, we are troubled. We get distressed around our body image and the negative self-talk that we have. And having a kinder relationship with yourself would be really examining that body image and getting to a place where you can say, my body's not perfect, and that's okay. And we're going to get into some ways you can get there later on in the show. Another way that we can have a kinder relationship with ourselves and ways that are problematic is how productive are we? I mean, we can take a hit on the expectations and the pressure of how productive we're being or not being, and then feeling like we're not measuring up. I mean, social media is just full of images of people's lives looking like they're accomplishing so much and doing so much and juggling so much, which I actually am juggling a lot.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. But I don't necessarily, just because I'm juggling a lot, I don't necessarily think of myself as being productive. I might be thinking of myself, and I do this, is I'm not doing enough. I didn't get this done. I didn't finish this. I let somebody down because I dropped the ball on this, because I had other things going on. I didn't get back to that person. And so a way to be in a kind of relationship with yourself would be, I'm not always productive, and that's okay. So how do we get to that? And you guys feel free to jump in. Liam, you too. You can jump in on this. I need some backup tonight. Everybody's quiet. I don't like it.
For me, part of the being productive is not how much I'm doing, but how well I'm doing it.
Right.
If I'm not doing it perfectly, or I feel like I've fallen short, or I compare myself to someone else, and how far they got compared to how far I got. I'm my biggest critic.
That
big
comparison
time.
Is
big
a
time.
Bugger.
Yeah.
Living and up to.
Yeah.
Competing with.
Horrible.
And the media is brutal.
Yeah.
Media is brutal about instilling a sense of fear that you're not going to be enough or not going to look like you're good enough if you don't buy into fill in the blank. So, you know, that onslaught of how we should be living our lives that kind of keeps us on this hamster wheel is, you know, we'll get into later some ways that we can begin to have a better relationship with ourselves around how productive are you. The next one is I'm not a good wife, or I'm not a good spouse. I'm not good enough. I'm not doing a good enough job. I'm not living up to what I need to be living up to as a spouse, as a parent. I struggle with this one as a parent. Or as a friend, I struggle with that one too. Sometimes I get so busy, Lenny, you know this.
Yeah.
You and I normally check in every day with each other. And then if I get busy and I haven't checked in with you for a couple of days, I feel like, oh my gosh, I'm being a horrible friend. So don't forget me. Oh, hi, Ron.
Yeah, he's part of the triangle.
You're not communicating with me every day anymore.
Right.
That is true. I'm not. But for some reason, because you've got your I was going to say harem.
That's the wrong word. No.
It's a harem of friends. You've got a lot of friends around you. Sorry about that word.
Well, my planes keep breaking, too, so
yeah.
It keeps me busy.
You got a lot of people around you. So, you know, the point you want to get to is I'm not the perfect spouse, parent, or friend, and that's okay. So we're going to take a break. Here's the music. Oh. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Break time.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your host, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlie's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair, still the best price in town. Working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads, we're here to get you back out on the road.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Ask
L. And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask L radio talk show about relationships. And we have here with us, dancing with sunglasses on, she's very cool, our co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews.
Hi.
Hi. If you would like to call in, we'd like to hear from you. Our number here at the station is 530-605-4567. Or you can listen to us at KCNR1460.com, or you can text Elle herself.
Yep, 707-499-8999.
One more time, I catch it.
Go ahead, Lenny.
707-499-8999.
Wow, good job. Our sponsor is on the phone. He's going to tell us a little bit about the
Kindness Revolution. Hi, Wendy.
Hey, guys. Hi, thanks,
Wendy,
for having me.
Oh, thank you for sponsoring us.
Yeah, no, proud to be a sponsor. Love the show.
Thank you.
Got a little input on it that I'd like to throw out there.
Please.
For you after we do whatever it is that we need
awesome.
To do here.
Yes.
Yeah, tell us about you.
Okay, so, yeah, no, I'm the ambassador for the Kindness Revolution here in the North State. Super blessed to be able to bring this action, this movement to the North State and to benefit the people in our communities. We get together with four other sponsors every month, and we all chip in $200, and we're able to collectively give $1,000 away to our community members at random. We just pop up, pick a day of the month, show up, sponsors all show up, and we hand out the $25 gift vouchers, 40 of them, to 40 random people. It's really rewarding.
That's great. Thank you for doing that.
We also do other stuff, though. The Kindness Revolution is more than just these random acts of kindness. We partner with schools to implement anti-bullying programs.
And wow.
That in itself is just
That's a big deal.
Super, super rewarding, especially knowing that we are raising some generations to come in the right way.
Yeah.
I love that.
Very awesome.
I'd love to find out more about that, too, Wendy.
Yeah.
So, what's your input on the show, Wendy?
Yeah.
Well, here's what I know. I have always been a self-loving human being, and it doesn't matter going through life at the age I am, whether I've been big or I've been small. I'm still me, and me and I get along. We get along really well. I like me.
No. You know, I have some questions. This is Elle talking, Wendy, and I have some questions for you around that. So you have this great relationship with yourself. Is that something that you've always had, or is it something you had to develop?
So you always have to work on yourself, and it's always a good thing to do. But I was blessed to have some wonderful parents, and they gave me a lot of self growing up. I mean, there's a lot of affirmation, and there's nothing you can't do. There's no one like you. You're very unique. And so I got to be who I was.
Pretty powerful social support.
But that has progressed over the years, and I've had to work on that. There's things in life that come at you and knock you down or want to knock you down, and, you know, you got to just realize you're still you and you're doing the best you can, and that's all you can do.
Yeah, that's great. You're one of the lucky ones.
Absolutely. I work on that daily and have all my life.
Yes. Well, you know, I heard one time, and it's probably a meme on Facebook, and I'll quote it, but I used to walk into a room and wonder if anybody likes me, and I walk into a room now and wonder if I like any of them.
There you go.
Great way to
approach,
reinstall.
Yeah.
You know, the framework of that concept. Right.
And then we could go into the whole thing about I spent one entire year, I found myself alone for the very first time in my life, and on my own, and man, did I like it. Anyway, so a lot. So again, we get along really, really well.
You really do.
I spent an entire year learning how not to have expectations.
Empty hands.
Tough. It was really tough.
I think we need to have you as a guest on here
definitely
to talk about this, because I have so many questions for you, and we can't take the time right now. I mean, we could, but it'd be a different show. But I'd love to have you on, and I just think that what you're doing, what you've done, and your process could be beneficial to a lot of people, to our listeners. So if you don't mind, we'll get together
with you here.
and sort that out.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds great.
All righty. Well, we'll see you on the next break, Wendy.
All right.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
We also got a text in from Katie.
Katie.
Who's regular Katie. I want to apologize for not shouting out to you because you listen to us so faithfully, no matter where you are. And
past
Katie
sponsor,
says,
too.
Yeah, and she sponsored us, Heavenly Donuts. Yeah, Heavenly Donuts.
Love you, Katie.
She says, yes, social media can make you feel like you aren't doing as much as you should be. It's hard not to compare your life with everyone else's life.
And amen.
That's the dilemma.
You know,
that's really a big dilemma. And not all of us that had the good fortune that Wendy had of that solid upbringing, even with that solid upbringing, she says still had to work at it. So we have Joni.
Hi,
Joni.
Hi, everybody. How you doing tonight?
Great. Nice to hear from
good.
You.
Good, yeah.
I was just listening to the comments that Wendy made, and it really just went to the heart of what I was going to say when she talked about having great parents, which I also had, who, you know, built up her self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
And my point is, after 40 years of being in a classroom teaching kids, I think that a lot of our self-image comes from the way we perceive ourselves as children, and we never really outgrow that. So for me, it was that I had skinny legs, okay? actually, now I'm told I have pretty nice legs.
Oh, bet you do.
You're one hot mama.
But I carried that image with me until I was almost 30. And I see that people who had, and self-esteem is built by achievement. Everybody getting an award doesn't build self-esteem.
That's an interesting perspective.
You should know that.
Yeah.
So I think it's important, and everybody has different kinds of strengths, too, whether you're, you know, academic, whether you're an athlete, whether you have musical talent or artistic talent, or maybe you're just intuitive and you have a way of bringing people together to get things accomplished. But I think it's important that we nurture this in kids so that they do grow up with positive self-images, feeling that they have something to contribute. But getting back to what you guys were saying earlier about bullying, you know, that can really break a kid's self-esteem.
Terrible.
If nobody knows that it's going on, and then they can tend to carry those kinds of, you know, just the negative feelings mm-hmm. from that into adulthood. You know, they kind of become triggers, and they look at themselves as, you know, being inferior in some way.
I'm not worthy. Stuff. I'm not enough. I don't belong.
Right.
There's something wrong with me.
Right. When there's something right about everybody.
Absolutely.
So true.
And I think that it's important that, it, you know, you can't just all of a sudden decide at 25 or 30 or 40 that, well, you know, I'm going to be, you know, this positive person. You can try, but it's so much easier when you've had success and positive reinforcement.
But there is hope. You know, we're going to talk about that toward the end of the show.
Right.
But there is hope, and there are some things you can do to begin the process of reversing that.
Recognizing it, for one thing.
Yes.
You know,
very
for what it
so.
Is.
Yes.
But that was what I had to say tonight. So I don't
Joni, thank you so much. I always appreciate you weighing in. You have such good stuff. And your dad was just an incredible man. I didn't know him. I knew of him. And,
I know.
And he's an amazing person, and you're an amazing person, and your family is amazing. So I'm just going to say that.
And he did that,
yeah.
Not just for me,
for everybody.
But for hundreds
yeah.
of kids over the years. And I won't go into it now.
Yeah.
Probably thousands when you think about it. Kids were very important to my dad, and he did a lot to promote that.
It's a good legacy.
Anyway,
well, thank you for calling in.
You guys.
Okay.
Thank you,
Joni.
And, I'll be here listening. Good night, Ron. Good night, Lenny. And good night, Lenny.
Good night.
Good night. What she just said, what Joni just said, kind of leads into our next point, unless I already made it and forgot, but I am mediocre at a lot of things, and
right.
that's okay. She's saying that, you know, and it's true, if we give everybody an award just for participation, here's what happens inside the psyche of kids. They know they didn't naturally, they know they didn't deserve it.
Right.
They know they didn't earn it. And so then it does the opposite. It creates this lack of faith in not only themselves, but more importantly, in the people that are telling them who they are, the people who
right.
are responsible for giving them an identity. So, man, there's a fine line there. And I like what Joni said about finding everybody has something that they're good at. Finding that thing that they're good at. You know, when I'm doing a class with some of the guys in our program, a lot of them beat themselves up because of where they are in life. And usually I can find some outstanding quality that I will just label a warrior quality. And that's not my word. That's from one of the guys. You had to be a warrior to survive out there where you were in the midst of the, you know, the conditions that a lot of them have come out of and come into the program. So we really do try to find where's that quality that you have that we can tap into that's valid for right now for what you're going
you know,
through.
I believe that everyone's born in some kind of a special talent.
Yes,
absolutely.
Everybody. And just reinstalling that. And we're going to talk about how to, again, in a little bit, we'll talk more about that. And It looks like we're moving up on break time, so this is a good time for us to take a break. Liam, what do you think?
Sounds like a good idea.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating in there.
Hi, this is Ask L.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask L Relationship Talk Show. That was a good music. Oh, and don't forget, we have our co-host with the most, Lady Matthews. I didn't forget that.
I don't ever forget.
Okay, hi. Our number here at the station is 530-605-4567. So if you'd like to call in and chat with us, we'd welcome you. You can also text L at,
what's my number, Lenny?
707-499-8999.
A catchy number.
I make her do that because I can hear her in the background when I'm saying my name.
I know she's saying it anyway.
She's
right?
Echoing it. Yeah.
So anyway, yes, we're here back with the show, and we want to hear about our sponsor. And yeah. Wendy is here to tell us about
the kindness revolution.
Hi, Wendy. Are you there? Did we lose Wendy?
We have dead air. Well,
Liam, did we lose her?
Producer wasn't in there.
Went on a break.
Yeah, we're waiting.
Oh.
So, while we're waiting for Wendy to come on, I'm going to have you, when we were talking pre-show, doing our pre-show talk. By the way, Ron, we ended up having a pre-show talk. Sorry.
Oh, we did?
You didn't get the memo.
I missed out.
So, Lenny was bringing up, you brought up, you were making a phenomenal example, but when we were discussing this not being productive enough, you started talking about your experience around this particular a point of not feeling like you're productive enough. And so I was going to have you circle back on that and share, putting you on the spot. And I'm sorry I'm putting you on the spot, kind of not sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay.
Yeah, it's so profound.
It was kind of a blend of not being productive enough and being mediocre or not good enough, period. And that was during my career as a marketing manager in radio for 40 years. And I was in the top 20% percentile most of the time in sales. And every month I'd reach my goal or exceed it. I would finish up, instead of celebrating, I would think, oh my gosh, I don't know how I got through this month. It was all luck. I really don't know what I'm doing. And I don't think I can do it again. And I did that month after month, year after year. And
40 years of not feeling
40
that it
years.
Was all luck, and at any moment it's
going to
end.
Absolutely.
And I think that telling your story is so relevant, because when you started sharing that, it hit me. I so identified with it. I just never verbalized it. So when you were sharing it, I'm like, oh, that's
I think a lot of people are that
called.
Way. Yeah.
And so I just thought, you know, you sharing it, there's going to be a lot of people out there that are going to relate to you and think, oh, my gosh, okay.
And I was also afraid of being pompous. I wanted to stay humble. And I wanted, I didn't have a lot of support and a lot of, from a lot of my managers through the years. But I was afraid to celebrate for fear it would fall apart. Kind of the knock on wood thing.
Mm-hmm. So, interesting. So that was sort of like your good luck charm.
So I was a wreck for 40 years.
Oh, Lenny.
You know?
But well, now you know better.
Yeah. You're
I'm just glad I'm retired.
Amazing people I know. So we, I'm just going to check. Do we have Wendy on the line yet?
Hello.
Oh, this
Hi,
is
Wendy. Is. Wendy, hey, we're going to bring you in to talk about the Kindness Revolution, and thank you so much for supporting our show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and I'm proud to be sponsoring it. Hey, I wanted to touch on something else with the Kindness Revolution, in case people don't know, bring awareness to it. I'm the ambassador for Shasta County, but I'm also the ambassador for Tama and Butte counties. And our little Lenny in there is my coordinator for putting all this stuff together, and she has pretty much buttoned up Shasta County for the rest of the year.
She's
6 months
amazing.
In,
she's
and we've done our, this will be our seventh event. Successful event coming up this month. Can't say where, can't say when, but watch for the big flag to pop up. But what we'd like to do is, if you have any Red Bluff or Tama County or Butte County listeners, if they want to reach out, they can reach out to our office, because we will start calendaring and finding four sponsors and venues for each month in Tama County as well. That's our next target, to kind of get that going so we can bring it to the community members down there as well. They can call Lenny at 530-524-1369, or they can call at the office here, 530-241-5541, for more information or just to get involved.
Can you say those numbers again, yes. Wendy?
Lenny is at 530-524-1369, or the office is 530-241-5541. We encourage everybody to look us up on Facebook, look up the Kindness Revolution, Redding, California, led by Wendy Douglas Insurance. Like our page, you can message us there. But, yeah, we're excited to have this in Shasta County, but we're even more excited to get started down in Tama County.
I know somebody in a radio station in Tama County, in Red Bluff.
Yeah, okay.
I do, too. And the thing is while we're doing, while we open up Tama County, we'll still be maintaining our Shasta County.
Absolutely.
We're not just moving it to another place. No. We're staying in Shasta County as well.
We're adding to it. So instead of giving $1,000 away a month, we're looking forward to giving $2,000. And once we bring Butte County on, we'll be giving away the $3,000 a month.
And I won't be retired anymore. And I won't be retired anymore then, will I, Wendy?
No, yeah, but you're good at what you do, and you're getting it done, so I don't see any problems
Thank you.
With the other one. But, yeah, excited to bring this.
Yeah, we love it. It's probably the most exciting thing I've worked on in my whole life, and I feel blessed to be able to be a part. So.
Yeah, so we encourage people to reach out, like our Facebook page, call for more information. If they just want to get involved, we'd love to have them on board.
Okay, thank you very
thank
much.
You, Wendy.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Okay, so we're back with the practical ways to have a kinder relationship with yourself. And we got a couple, I'm going to breeze over these couple because I really want to get into some practical things that you can do about this. And then, of course, the most practical thing would be find a really good therapist. But one is that, you know, life wears me down. Oh, life's just got me down. Well, sometimes it's, you're down, and it's okay to be down. We think it's not. We make costly mistakes. I've made costly mistakes. And it's easy to beat yourself up over the costly.
Guilt and shame.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. What was I doing? It's brutal. And getting to the place where you can say, I make costly mistakes and that's okay. The last one is, this one hits home too. I'm not always a thoughtful person. And then we beat ourselves up. Lenny and I were just having a talk about this pre-show. We're pretty good about being able to air our stuff, honestly, with each other. We're fortunate that we have each other in that way. But, we still can beat ourselves up with, oh my gosh, I'm not being thoughtful. I'm not being conscientious about this. And it's okay to say, I'm not that thoughtful. But I am willing to work on these things. So I'm not always thoughtful and that's okay.
But you know what? Out of all this that we just hit on, it really boils down to self-love, learning to love yourself.
Don't give it away.
But what I'm trying to say is nobody's perfect. And we forget that because we look at ourselves and say, I need to be so that I'm valued and loved. I need to be perfect. And really, there isn't anyone that is.
It's a scam.
And we look at everybody else and we say, she's perfect. But you know what? She's feeling the same way I am about one thing or another. She's not feeling perfect and wished she was perfect also. And I forget that.
Yeah, we do forget that.
We're human.
So we're going to talk about some ways to manage this. So now's a good time to grab a pencil and paper and take down some notes. And I'm saying and a lot. The first thing that I'm going to talk about is the four I's. And I robbed this concept. Honestly, I'm going to tell you guys, if I have an original thought, I'd drop dead. Everything that I share is something that I got from somebody else.
Well, that's okay. Been we valuable. All do that.
Yeah, so that's how you learn.
The four I's are, and I learned this when I was doing my schooling through Marissa Peer and hypnotherapy. The first one is, I'm going to go through the list and then I'll explain them. Investigate is the first one. Interpret is the second one. Interrupt is the third, and install. So you have investigate, interpret, interrupt, and install. Well, what does that mean? So the first thing you can do to help yourself is when you're having these thoughts, this is what I do with myself anyway. I'll use myself as an example. When I'm having a thought like, oh my gosh, I'm just, I failed at that.
Negative thought.
The first thing, you can feel it in your body when you're having a negative thought. So investigate it. Looks like, what am I feeling right now? What is the thought going on right now that's causing this anxiety? For me, it shows up as anxiety. And then I think about the thought. Okay, the thought is that I think I have a lot of this around school. I'm getting my master's degree right now. And every time a paper's due, I think I'm going to fail. So what's this feeling? I'm investigating this feeling. Oh, it's this feeling. The feeling is that I am, my paper's not going to be good enough.
Fear of failure.
Yes. So that's the investigation, that I'm feeling something. That then the interpretation is, what is it that I'm feeling? What I'm feeling is, oh, I'm feeling anxiety because I'm thinking that I'm going to fail at this paper. The next thing to do is to interrupt that thought process.
There you go.
Is it true? I ask myself, is that true? Is what I'm thinking true? And then I have to think about it. Have I failed in any of my schooling so far? Have I failed in any of my, maybe once or twice I've not done well on a paper, but something in life has been pressing. But the evidence, the mountain of evidence is chances are 99.2, because that's my GPA right now, is
nice. Yeah, outstanding,
is that percentage that I'm not going to fail. So you're interrupting that. And then what are you going to do next? You're going to install. So the installation is, okay, there's a really good chance. You have to make it so your brain's going to believe it. And I call these bridge comments. You can't just say, okay, I'm going to do good, I'm great, I'm wonderful. For me, I have to make it believable, which is, I've done well in the past. So is there a chance that I'm going to do good on this one? Yes.
Absolutely.
Is there a chance that it's going to be acceptable to my teacher? Yes.
Yes.
Based on the evidence. I'm reinstalling. So I am, here's the installation. I am a good student. I care about my work. I love what I'm learning. Have I learned everything I wanted to learn? No, I haven't. Is what I've learned enough? Yes, it is. So that's the process.
So your install is realistic.
Okay, we're taking a break. Sorry, Lenny, I'm cutting you off. Here comes
we'll
the music.
We'll come right back to that.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maple, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. On sale, locally grown vegetables, all tomatoes, peppers, and even cantaloupes, watermelons, and so much more are 50% off. Great sale on blueberries, strawberries, and boysenberry. Buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask L radio talk show about relationships. And we have with us also our co-host with the most. I got tongue-tied. Our co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews.
I do that to people often.
Yeah. Our number here at the station is 530-605-4567 if you would like to call in. We'd like to have you. You can listen to us at KCNR1460.com. You can also text L at
707. You pointed at Lenny.
499-8999.
707-499-8999.
And our sponsor is
Kindness Revolution. And I believe Wendy is on the line.
Wendy's our sponsor. Are you there, Wendy? No.
Oh. Yep, there she is. Yeah.
Hey, hi, guys.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi. Okay, yeah, so I'm going to make this one really quick so you guys, I'm loving the show. I'm liking all the, everything. I'm getting a lot from it. I'm Wendy from the Kindness Revolution in the North State here. And school's out for the summer, and I'd like everybody to know that we're preparing for the coming school year. If you're in affiliation with any local schools and you'd like to partner with us to get an anti-bullying program started or just to learn more about our program, you could please contact us at our office, 530-241-5541.
And they can also call me.
Yeah. They could. You could call Lenny at 530-524-1369.
You can.
Yeah, you can. Well, we're excited to partner with some schools and see what we can do. There is a lot of bullying.
Yes.
So, and it's not just among children. It's among adults as well. So just bring to it. My 10-year-old grandson said he's going to work all summer on trying to put together his own anti-bullying.
Wow. 10 years old. That's impressive.
He gets bullied a lot. So he just based on what I do and what he sees us doing, he wants to start something of his own. He's motivated by watching it. So, we're excited. And anywhere we can help in the community, that's our goal.
Wonderful.
That's awesome. And, Wendy, that's part of the Kindness Revolution. So, of course they can call me.
Yes, they can.
I'm your right-hand man.
So we actually give away these little bracelets that say it's cool to be kind, and they're little blue bracelets. And schools we've partnered with in the past have used those for a reward, if you would. You have to earn them. It's not a participation ribbon.
Well, hey, that's a good place to start.
Not everybody gets one. And in the last school that we did, we actually got feedback that was saying that they were witnessing children who had earned a bracelet actually giving their bracelet away to other kids who they saw doing kind deeds.
That's inspiring behavior. Yeah.
That's really cool for a kid.
Yeah.
It is cool to be kind.
It is. The Kindness Revolution. All we ask is that you just do some random acts of kindness.
Just the name.
Spread kindness. Just be kind.
And pay it forward.
Just be kind. Yeah. I love that. We can do a show on that.
All right,
Lake.
Have a good night.
Okay. All right. Love you, Wendy. Thank you.
Thank you, Wendy. So what Wendy said about her 10-year-old grandson reminds me of a meme that I just posted. I it's not mine. I stole it fair and square from somebody. I steal everything. The meme is, you went through all of that so you can help people through all of that. You know, she said that her grandson's helping as a result of what he's gone through.
That's a great place to start.
So you can help. Yeah.
Little kids.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Very good. So we are, tonight we're just talking about, if you're just joining the show, which is almost over, we're talking about 7 practical ways, and it always goes into more than 7, but 7 practical ways to have a kinder relationship with yourself. And so we're really getting into the tools of what that process can look like. And Lenny, again, I'm going to put you on the spot because you were pressing in around that during the break. And that was, do you remember what you were talking
about? Do you remember?
Yes.
Which one? But,
I remember.
I talked about a lot.
We were talking about how you were interpreting and reinstalling, and I think it was something that had to do. Never mind. We're moving on. Okay. Why? It just went out of my head.
I'm old. It fell out. I've got so much to
talk
about.
That. Well, it was really good, Wendy. I mean, Wendy.
Can we please talk about self-love?
You know what? I am going to say something about self-love, and because I really struggle with the concept, like how do you frame up self-love? And I've come up with a way that my mind accepts.
Okay.
And that is that, because what does self-love look like? And I think that it looks like the absence of being critical to yourself, and it also looks like accepting yourself, which is kind of what we're talking about tonight.
I remember.
I do too now.
Oh, good. She remembers.
Oh, my goodness.
Having
yes.
to believe what you're telling
yes.
yourself.
Yes. So I have done therapy off and on my whole life, actually, since my 20s for different things, for abandonment, and then marriage counseling, and then after the marriage, and so on and so forth. But one part of my therapy was, it was for self-love, loving myself, because I didn't know how. I was afraid to.
You knew how to beat yourself up.
Exactly. Because everybody else did. So anyway, they wanted me to look in the mirror and say, I am beautiful. I'm perfect. I am worthy. All these things. And I couldn't do it. And I worked and worked and worked on it. And there was no way that I could look in the mirror. And you have to put your nose. You have to get really close to the mirror and say, I am beautiful. Well, to me, there was too much ego involved. And I don't have that kind of ego because I don't think I am. So what I did say was, there's some really special things about me. There's some really unique things about me. I am kind. I am good. It didn't have anything to do with the way I looked personally, because I couldn't buy it. You know what I'm saying? It had to be believable to my mind and heart.
Mm-hmm.
So I replaced it with real things that I truly believed, which was, I am a unique, different person. That's truth. And I do good and right things. I do. So you don't always have to start with the physical part of you saying, I am beautiful, I am perfect. Start with the things that you know in your heart, and we all know, is really, really true about you. And you can find stuff. It's just like looking for something to be grateful for. There's a lot when you think about it.
Well, and, you know, what you did, because the mind is going to resist what it can't believe. So you do have to land on something
right.
that it can believe. And that's why I talk about bridge statements, because a bridge statement is something that your mind can accept. For example, I could stand in the mirror and go, I'm smart, I'm smart, I'm smart. And my conscious mind might go, you're full of it, you're full of it, you're full of
exactly.
it. No, you're not. No, you're not. But a bridge statement would be, I'm willing to look at the things about myself that have shown that I've been smart about some things. I'm willing to look at the things that I'm good at.
There you go.
I'm willing to look at the things I've done well. I'm willing to, and now suddenly your mind is open. It's not shut down. You've created a bridge statement that's believable. And as soon as your mind accepts that first statement of belief, then it's open to the next statement of belief, which is, okay, wow, I am willing to be, I'm willing to recognize the things that I have done well. Well, what have I done well? Oh my gosh, I did that well when I was 8, and I did that well when I was 12, and I did. Then you start to build this list of things that you've done well, and then you can begin to say, "Oh my goodness, I'm smart." I had to go through this because I had a severe learning disability growing up, auditory processing disorder. So I had a difficult time processing what I was hearing. So I looked stupid. I'd be staring at you with a blank look because I was trying to process the words coming in and they didn't make sense. And so I grew up with this sense of I'm retarded.
Mm.
That is the message that I got from teachers, from
Slow.
Family, from peers is that,
the learning disability.
Yes, but the word that I used back then, and I know it's not a good word to use now, but I'm just telling you the word that I used back then, which was back in the 60s and 70s, was, you know, you're retarded. So what happened is later in life, I kind of accidentally stumbled on being able to learn this information and thinking, you know, in my teens, oh my gosh, I learned that. Then I learned the next thing, and then I learned the next thing, and pretty soon I realized I'm not stupid. I'm actually able to learn stuff, and I'm getting good grades, and I'm doing well, and
right.
now I'm on the honor roll, and now, and that short, that list of reframing helped me install a new belief about myself. So I had to, that whole process happened. I investigated it.
So you actually started. You opened your mind up and started a positive thought process instead of negative. You were able to collect positive things and truthful things about yourself. They were truthful. Once you got going.
I was phenomenal at certain types of artwork.
Right.
And so there's a skill there. So you just begin with something that your mind...
So you know you're good at.
Yeah, that your mind can take in.
Well, look at you, Ron. You're one of the best pilots I know.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
And we'll end with that. Ron is a good pilot, although he does know it. And thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Love yourself and do a random act of kindness.
Have a good week.
Your kiss just told me my sometime is now.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.